Practice Paper 5, pages 26 to 27, Part 2, Gaudi in Barcelona.
Hello?
Hello, Martha. It's Annette.
Annette, you're back. How was your trip?
Wonderful. We had a marvelous time in Barcelona.
I'm so glad. Give me all the details, because Guy and I are thinking of flying to Barcelona next month.
In that case, you absolutely must do one of the Gaudi walking tours.
Who is Gaudi?
Antoni Gaudi was a famous architect in Barcelona. You can see his influence in buildings all over the city. He was one of the leaders of the modernist movement.
I'm not familiar with the modernist movement, Annette. What is it?
Don't worry, Martha. I'd never heard about it either before my trip to Barcelona. The modernist movement is like its name, modern. It was a form of architecture that used new materials and new ideas to build unique buildings. Gaudi was strongly influenced by Oriental styles, nature, and sculpture. He developed a style of his own, which became known as Gaudiism.
Is there one specific building of Gaudi's that you like the most and would recommend that we see?
That's easy. I loved his church, La Sagrada Familia. It's his most famous work, and it's beautiful, even though they are still building it.
Still building it? When did they start?
In 1882.
Wow, that's a long time ago. Why is it taking them so long?
The church looks more like a cathedral. It is enormous. There are towers that reach up to the sky and statues that look like characters from a science fiction movie. It's a wonderful combination of man, nature, and religion. We spent hours exploring the church. Tourists can climb up one of the towers, but there is a long line, which means you have to wait. There are builders working on the site, so you have to be careful where you walk. We watched stonemasons at work. They are the experts that carve stones to be used in the building.
Okay, we are definitely going to visit La Sagrada Familia. What else do you recommend?
We enjoyed wandering down the famous walking street of Barcelona, La Rambla, and searching for the Gaudi lampposts, which were the first work he did as the official architect of Barcelona. It was a bit like a treasure hunt, because there aren't many lampposts left. Finally, we found some at the Plaza Real, the Royal Palace, just off of La Rambla Street. They were a symbol of the commercial power of Barcelona.
Is Barcelona the capital of Spain?
No, it's the capital of Catalina, which is a part of Spain. After hunting for the lampposts, we had lunch in town. Afterwards, I felt like taking a walk in a park. John suggested we visit Gaudi's Parc Güell. It is a public park, but unlike any park you have ever seen. The park was built between the years 1900 and 1914. It has amazing stone structures. At the entrance to the park, there is a large blue dragon, which is in fact a fountain. At the top of the park, there is a terrace where we sat and admired the wonderful view of Barcelona City.
It all sounds wonderful. We have to meet so you can give me more details.
That's a good idea because I have so much more to tell you. How about tomorrow at 10 for coffee?
Great. Will you come to my house?
I'll be there. Bye for now.
Bye.